From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information that you're about to get. Because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by sending faxes, writing letters, making phone calls, and doing all that stuff when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tree sit or a tripod, or locked down at a road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep that pencil and paper handy, and we'll give you contact information later on in the show. As always, we start off with announcements. This is going to be the last time we announce this, folks. The Roadless Environmental Impact Statement for the U.S. Forest Service deadline for your comments is July 17th. If you have not made a comment in writing to the U.S. Forest Service concerning the Roadless EIS, that's where they take all the areas that don't have roads in them right now and make them off-limits to roads, you need to do that just as soon as you can and get those mailed off, faxed off, or I'll give you some email addresses here. Your comments need to be received by July 17th. Here's the address, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, CAET, Attention Roadless Area Conservation Proposed Rule, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. Once again, that address is USDA, Forest Service, CAET, Attention Roadless Area Conservation Proposed Rule, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. Here is the fax number, 877-703-2494. That's 877-703-2494. And, of course, you can always send it by email to roadlessdeis@fs.fed.us. That's roadlessdeis@fs.fed.us. And, of course, you can go to the webpage at www.roadless.fs.fed.us. And here in California, we have the Sierra Nevada Framework. It's a plan that will determine the fate of the national forests in the Sierra Nevada region for the next 10 to 15 years and perhaps even longer. After years of delay from the Forest Service, they have finally released a draft document which contains 8 alternative management plans. And what do we want? Well, we want alternative 5. That's it. Environmentalists helped to develop Alternative 5, which will get high levels of protection to water, wildlife, wild places, and Alternative 5 would restrict logging to small trees in areas where forest thinning would reduce fire risk, encourage prescribed burning to bring natural fire back into the forest, and preserve all remaining wild places and ancient forests within the National Forest of the Sierra Nevada. This is Alternative 5. So send a letter supporting Alternative 5 to USDA Forest Service CAET, Sierra Nevada Framework Project, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Once again, that's USDA Forest Service CAET, Sierra Nevada Framework Project, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. And, of course, you can always send email comments to mailroom_WO_CAET@fs.fed. www.ccd.us. There are some public hearings going to be happening on this on July 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Oakland Marriott Hotel, 1001 Broadway in Oakland, California. Once again, that's July 15th, this Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Oakland Marriott Hotel, 1001 Broadway in Oakland, California. There are other hearings coming up. July 17th in Bishop, California from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church. July 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. in Carson City, Nevada at the library in Carson City. In Minden, Nevada on July 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Western Nevada Community College. In Mammoth Lakes, California on July 25th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Community Center in Mammoth Lakes. And in Markleyville, California, on July 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Turtle Rock County Park. In Oakhurst, California, also on July 25th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Oakhurst Community Center Building. And in Clovis, California, on July 26th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building in the Veterans Room in Clovis, California. And in Bridgeport, California, July 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Memorial Hall. And in Reno, Nevada, on July 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the McKinley Arts and Cultural Center, and in Prather, California on July 27th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Pine Ridge Kings River District Office. Get down and make some comments there. If you live in Texas, it's time to make comments on the Sea Turtle Restoration Project, the proposed Texas Shrimp Regulation hearings. These are public hearings to protect the south coast of Texas so that sea turtles can continue to live. If you can't attend the hearings that I'm going to tell you about very shortly, you can always send a letter to Governor George W. Bush and Commissioner Lee Marshall Bass. If you want more information, contact TurtleSafe at igc.org, or you can call 415-488-0370. Here are the Texas Parks and Wildlife public hearings on shrimp regulations. Corpus Christi on July 18th at 7 p.m. at the Texas A&M Corpus Christi Campus Natural Resources Center Building, Room 1003. In Houston on July 20th at 7 p.m. at the University of Houston Clear Lake Campus, Room 2234. Then in Bay City, Texas, also on July 20th at 7 p.m. at the Bay City Service Center in Bay City, Texas. July 20th through 26th, Stop the Mad Scientists in Their Tracks. Earth and animal liberation activists will converge on the Twin Cities of Minnesota to greet the International Society for Animal Genetics at their University of Minnesota conference. A wide range of activities is planned to help mobilize against the rapidly developing biotechnologies that threaten wildlife and aim to control and commodify living beings on an entirely new level. There will be workshops, discussions, trainings, presentations on science, ethic, politics, action strategy, and tactics, as well as direct action videos will provide the inspiration we need to join forces and bring down the heinous biotechnology industry. This all starts on Friday, July 21st through Sunday, July 23rd. Direct Action Convergent in Minneapolis. Meet Friday morning at the Bedlam Theater for check-in and a vegan organic breakfast. On Friday the 21st, they'll have teach-ins, videos, organic and vegan cafes, and music at 7 p.m. at the Walker Church location to be confirmed. Hopefully you'll have to get to Minneapolis to do that. On Sunday, July 23rd is the ISAG opening ceremonies, and there'll be a community dinner and speak out with a candlelight vigil and noise brigade at 5 p.m. at Loring Park in Minneapolis. On Monday, July 24th, there's another action with location to be announced. And Sunday, July 23rd through Wednesday, July 26th, autonomous direct actions everywhere, they say. So get in touch. Upper Midwest Resistance Against Genetic Engineering, their number 651-213-6131. That's 651-213-6131. Or you could send email to grainrage@visto.com. That's grain as in wheat. grainrage@visto.com, V-I-S-T-O.com. You folks up have fun up there in Minneapolis. Wilderness Alert. Tell the Bureau of Land Management what you think of off-road vehicles. Well, Uncle Dennis doesn't think too much of off-road vehicles, let me tell you. The BLM maintains a vast network of publicly owned lands in California, from the stunning King Range National Conservation Area in Humboldt County's Lost Coast to the magnificent wilderness areas of the California desert. Places like Fort Ord, Headwaters Forest, Cache Creek, the Carrizo Plain, Otay Mountain, Bodie Hills, and the other BLM wild areas are visited by thousands of people annually and home to many species of endangered plants and animals. The BLM is currently seeking public input in its management of off-road vehicles, also known as ORVs, which include motorcycles, dirt bikes, dune buggies, all-terrain vehicles such as quad runners, those are those four-wheeled little things that they run around in, miscellaneous four-wheel drives. These vehicles are also called off-highway vehicles, or OHVs by government officials. These vehicles are allowed to run across many BLM holdings and have caused tremendous damage over the years to plant and animal wildlife habitat, water quality, Native American sacred sites, scenery, and other critical values. According to agency statistics, some 94 million acres of BLM lands around the country are open to unrestricted cross-country ORV use, a practice considered barbaric by most conservationists. These ORV free-for-all zones are called open areas and include dry lake beds, sand dunes, and other sensitive habitats. Even potential new wilderness areas called wilderness study areas by the BLM are open to ORV use in some cases. The BLM in many areas has worked hard to correct ORV damage, but abuses continue. There is a public hearing going on, and written testimony from the public will be taken. The next public hearing is in Bishop on August 11th and 12th. That's Bishop, California. If you want to know other times and places, contact Mark Conley of the BLM. His number 916-978-4654. That's 916-978-4654. Or you can send written comments received by August 31st to BLM, California State Office, Attention OHV Coordinator, 2800 Cottage Way, Sacramento, California, 95825. That address again is BLM, California State Office, Attention OHV Coordinator, 2800 Cottage Way, Sacramento, California, 95825. Or you can send email to M. Conley, M-C-O-N-L-E-Y, at ca.blm.gov. That's M. Conley at ca.blm.gov. Or you can send faxes to 916-978-4620. That's 916-978-4620 for off-road vehicle comments by fax. Be sure and share any experiences you've had on BLM land with OHVs or ORVs, damage and all kinds of things, and tell them you want to limit off-road areas. You want more information about this issue? Contact Ryan Henson. He's the Northern California Field Office Coordinator for the California Wilderness Coalition. His number 530-474-4808. That's 530-474-4808. Or email to Ryan at calwild.org. Of course, you can go to their webpage at www.calwild.org. Great folks. Now let's get into activist news. Earth First protesters occupy Gore campaign headquarters, Knoxville, Tennessee, July 11th. 75 protesters descended on Vice President Al Gore's campaign headquarters in Knoxville last Monday to air their concerns about the presidential candidate's commitment to environmental issues. Four of the activists from the international environmental group Earth First chained themselves together to block the doors into the office while others chanted outside. The protesters painted words like democracy on their faces and chanted slogans including "Hooray for anarchy!" and "He's just a corporate whore." Others climbed into the roof of the building to hang signs bearing the slogans "End corporate governance" and "Presidency for sale." After being confronted by Knoxville police, the activists agreed to leave the area to avoid arrest, but the police are hoping to identify which protester vandalized a patrol car, crossing out the Knoxville Police Department symbol and replacing it with the red-painted words, "The Rich." The Earth First activists charged that Gore's ties to business, including his family's $500,000 Occidental Petroleum stock, compromised his avowed commitment to environmental protection. The protesters criticized Gore's past support for international trade groups and treaties, including the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the North American Free Trade Agreement. The group also says Gore has not shown strong opposition to commercial logging or strong enough support for endangered species. Earth First says it will appear in strength at the Democratic National Convention next month to protest Gore again. If you're looking to get together with other Earth First people before the Democratic National Convention, we're having a Western Regional Rendezvous in Santa Cruz, California on August 4th, 5th, and 6th, right the weekend before the Democratic National Convention. If you'd like more information on about how to get there, contact Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Earth First Santa Cruz, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Or you can call our hotline, area code 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205. Leave a message and we'll get back to you about the Western Regional Rendezvous. And, of course, you can email Santa Cruz Earth First at cruzef at cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at cruzio.com. And the ELF is having a little problem with their name. This is an article by Kurt van der Duzen of the Herald Times staff. Lawrence County's ELF lore family, that's Elf lore family, is suing the Earth Liberation Front because of confusion over the acronym both groups share. Elf lore family, ELF Incorporated, has had that name for 17 years, and the members are upset that another group, the Earth Liberation Front, is perpetrating criminal acts under the acronym ELF. So ELF is suing ELF. The Elf lore family filed suit Thursday in Monroe County Circuit Court, seeking an injunction from Judge Kenneth Todd to stop the Earth Liberation Front from any future use of the initials ELF. The lawsuit came as the national spokesperson for the latter group, Craig Rosebrough, was in Bloomington to speak at the forum on the limits of protest. He's not an elf, he's an orc, Elf lore. Lore family member Neil Nora C. Lyle said Thursday of Rosebrough, alluding to a J.R.R. Tolkien creature. Elves plant trees, they don't spike them, she said. Elves build dreams, they don't burn them. And elves honor Mother Earth, they don't rape her. According to Lyle, who filed the lawsuit for the Elf Lore family, the organization buys, restores, and maintains property in a natural state in an effort to find ways to live in harmony with nature. Her lawsuit states the Elf Lore family offers the public nature sanctuaries, camping, and public information services. In contrast, says the suit, Earth Liberation Front is a terrorist group that has committed terrorist activities in Indiana under the term ELF. There is a likelihood of confusion among the public that the terrorist actions conducted by the Earth Liberation Front under the name ELF are being mistakenly attributed to Elf Lore Family, the lawsuit states. It alleges Elf Lore Family has been damaged by the perception that terrorist acts conducted by the Earth Liberation Front were carried out or in some way associated with Elf Lore Family. The lawsuit seeks not only an injunction against Earth Liberation Front's using ELF any further, but unspecified monetary damages in an amount sufficient to compensate Elf Lore Family Incorporated and to deter further unlawful conduct on the part of Earth Liberation Front. In the past year, ELF has claimed responsibility for vandalism of heavy construction equipment at the Deer Park residential development in Bloomington, Indiana's south side, and at the Indiana 46 widening project, that's a highway, and the burning of a $1 million house under construction south of Bloomington, Indiana. It is also linked to lesser vandalism at the Cascades Golf Course, I guess that's also in Bloomington, Indiana. In each case, spray-painted slogans signed ELF were left at the crime scene. In the cases of the home burning and the highway equipment vandalism, Rosebrough subsequently issued statements from Oregon saying members of the Earth Liberation Front claimed responsibility for the acts. But ever since the home burning incident this past winter, members of Elf Lore Family have repeatedly attempted to tell members of the public they are not the ELF claiming credit for acts of destruction. Police have yet to make any arrests in any of the cases. And I might say, how the hell are you going to sue ELF? You can't even find out who they are. The Mount Wachusett Old Growth Defenders are on high alert. An announcement by the Wachusett Mountain Associates that they will begin their ill-conceived ski area expansion plan into the buffer zone of the Massachusetts' largest stand of old-growth forest this July has forest activists in the Northeast on high alert. As you read this, a base camp is being established in north-central Massachusetts, and nonviolent direct action plans are forming. Contact Massachusetts Earth First or the Native Forest Network for updates and information on actions. Mount Wachusett is of biological, historical, and cultural importance to all. Expanded ski areas and increased profits to the lessee, WMA, is of little importance. It's time to kick butt, protect old growth, and reject gold growth. If you want more information, you can contact Massachusetts Earth First at P.O. Box 35, Montague, Massachusetts 01351. That's P.O. Box 35, Montague, Massachusetts 01351. I guess their email address is envirutopia@hotmail.com, or save the planet at prodigy.net. Here's a phone number, 413-367-9352. That's 413-367-9352, or the Native Forest Network at nf NFNENA at SOVER.net. That's NFNENA at SOVER.net. And of course, their phone number, 802-863-0571. It says, pass the word, July is a remarkably good time to defend old growth forests in north central Massachusetts. Base at the Henry David Thoreau Memorial Base Camp is on a first come, first served basis. Some food, entertainment, and equipment will be available, but groups and individuals are advised to be relatively self-sufficient. So get on down there and have fun in Massachusetts. And Justin Samuel is back in the United States looking for support. Justin Samuel is an accused animal liberator from Seattle facing up to 82 years for allegedly releasing nearly 12,000 mink to freedom from five fur farms in South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa in October of 1997. Justin and another Seattle activist, Peter Young, were indicted by a federal grand jury in September of 1998 on four counts of disruption of interstate commerce with a 20-year maximum on each count in animal enterprise terrorism. Justin and Peter face a maximum of 82 years in federal prison. Their only alleged crime was opening cages. Justin and Peter went underground following the indictments. Then on September 4th, 1999, Justin was arrested on international warrants in Belgium. After nearly a year as a fugitive, Justin is behind bars. After 9 months in a Belgian prison, Justin has now been extradited back to the United States and is awaiting trial in a Midwest prison. It has become known that the court has deemed Justin a flight risk, and he was denied bail in a hearing in June. His case is scheduled to go to court in September of this year, and Justin, the ALF, and the entire animal liberation movement will be put on trial. Justin has asked that he receive no mail for the time being to prevent any adverse effects it may have on his chances of receiving bail at future hearings. Justin is now being held in a Rough County jail and is being denied vegan food. Life for him is not easy, but stay tuned to Earth First Radio, and when Justin wishes to receive mail again, be prepared to write him a letter and let him know he's not forgotten. This is a monumental case for many reasons, and support is desperately needed now. Prisoner support for Justin has many components. It is writing letters to Justin when he wishes to receive mail again. It is monetary support for Justin's defense fund. I'll give you details in a moment. Prisoner support for Justin is making and distributing flyers, setting up benefit shows, and sending out press releases. It is attending Justin's court hearings and upcoming trial. Prisoner support is making sure Justin has vegan food. At its most base level, prisoner support is letting Justin know he is not forgotten. For further information and ready-made flyers to distribute, contact the Justin Samuel Support Fund at USJSSF, that's USJSSF, at hotmail.com, or go to www.nocompromise.org/Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. That's www.nocompromise.org/Justin. Here's the address for his ALF support group. Be sure to make your checks payable to Justin Samuel Defense Fund, NA-ALFSG, and send them to Box 69597, 5845 Yonge Street, that's Yonge Street, in Willowdale, Ontario. And the Canadian zip code is M2M4K3. Once again, that address, Justin Samuel Defense Fund, care of the North American ALF Supporters Group, Box 69597 at 5845 Yonge Street, Yonge Street, I guess, Willowdale, Ontario, M2M4K3 in Canada. And we'll be back with more news after a little musical interlude.
Life has grown so rich, each living thing has found its special place, and the lessons to be learned as the seasons slowly turn is written on the ages all in grace. These are the ancient forests, beyond no price or worth. Here now they rise in glory, the pride of a living earth. magic, it flows so strong, it can ignore the life at every turn. From the tiny spotted owl to the mighty Doug Fir, the gentle band, double wispy fur. These are the ancient forests, these are the only ones, rooted to all the ages, still standing in the sun. Stand up, speak out, sing out for the ancient forces. I hear the dying call. Sing high, sing low, sing strong for the ancient forest each day. They tumble and they fall. Guess I feel so humble at their feet. There's something in their presence, my God, it's almost holy. Something overflowing and complete. These are the ancient forests. These are the oldest trees. Why can't we listen to the ages? Why can't we let 'em be? Stand up, speak out, sing out for the ancient force each day. I hear the dying call. Sing high, sing low, sing strong for the ancient force each day. They tumble and they fall. These are the ancient forests. Stand up. Beyond no price or worth. Here now they rise in glory, sing out the pride of a living earth. The pride of a living earth. The pride of a living earth. And Earth First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.